Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Rendell, Steve here.
Yeah, Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We'll try to get this one up to 600 likes, but we got a lot to get through today, Larson. What's in the news?
What's in the news? So, Nia Jax, in the past, has faced some criticism for being viewed by some as an unsafe worker in the ring.
And it's after a bit of an understatement.
And after two recent spots involving Kairi Sane, it doesn't seem like that criticism is going anywhere. A few weeks back, Nia hit what I guess one could describe as a buckle bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
On Kairi, which resulted in a really nasty landing for Kairi. And WWE has now reportedly banned the buckle bomb. This week on Raw, Nia launched Kairi into the ring steps, which resulted in Sane getting a huge cut in her forehead. Plenty of people on Twitter last night looked to at least not assign blame to Nia for that particular spot. But according to Wrestling Observer's Brian Alvarez, at least one person within WWE thinks Nia's unsafe ring work has become a massive liability. During radio last night, Alvarez read a message by someone from WWE that read, quote, 1,000% Nia's fault. She needs to be effing fired. She is dangerous.
Yeah.
So on our Raw recap last night, you know, I just went by memory of the spot when I first initially saw it. I think we more or less said it doesn't exactly maybe seem fair to assign blame to Nia for that particular instance. Having watched it again, I honestly don't know. I'm not a wrestler. You know, it could be one of those things that's chalked up to an accident. It's a physical sport. Things happen. But I understand that you have insight from someone that can maybe help illuminate.
We have a Going In Raw insider. Yeah, so like you said, there are people on Twitter last night who were sort of like saying, oh, I'm not sure this is all her. But what I kind of noticed also is none of those people are actual wrestlers. They're just sort of, you know, observers of the sport. I reached out to an actual wrestler, Going In Raw official wrestler, Cal Jack. Mm-hmm. And I said, Cal, what's your take on this? And he said, in his opinion, he kind of feels that Nia sometimes wrestles like she might not quite understand how to deal with her own strength and timing, especially with Kairi. There might be a lack of chemistry with each other. He likens it to Ryback Punk, but a lot of people, I mean, this is me saying this now, a lot of people claim that Ryback was not the most safest. He wasn't the safest worker in the game. He also
including CM Punk mentioned that.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler, CM Punk. Yeah. He also says his initial response to that when I showed him, it was, it kind of came off like, the Enzo Amore, Simon Gotch, bit where Enzo got concussed, which was just a miscommunication between them. I think if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He said, he feels there's just a lack of in-ring chemistry, and he says maybe there's a language barrier as well. So that's Cal's take on things. It seems to me, it's like the bottom line. It seems obvious that it's not conclusive in this particular case. It's hard to look at that buckle bomb, and to be honest, a lot of the other spots we've seen with her where people have been hurt, and not say, hey, there's kind of a pattern here. And say, hey, something needs to be looked at. But again, we're not wrestlers. We're not there. It's, you know, I don't want to start, you know, lobbying shots at people or lobbying exactly. shots at people rather lobbying. So, I mean, who knows who this person is that Brian Alvarez is talking about? It could be one of the people at the Performance Center just standing around, you know, and saw it happen and, you know, they're queasy with blood. I don't know. That's a joke. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I guess the proof will be in the pudding. Either they'll do something about it or they'll
I mean, at a certain point, if they exactly, if someone within the company feels like her ring work isn't up to par in terms of protecting her opponents, then at a certain point, something's got to happen.
I can't stand the buckle bomb anyways.
I know.
I'm not a fan of that move.
I'm not huge on it either.
Yeah. So there was a little bit more fallout yesterday from Jackson Riker's tweet about the current goings on in the country and the man up top. We covered this last night during our Raw review, but in short, the Forgotten Sons' Jackson Riker posted a tweet in support of our president yesterday, and several WWE superstars, including Kevin Owens, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, and Sami Zayn, rightly blasted him for it. Today, Riker's partners in the Forgotten Sons, Steve Cutler, seemingly responded to Riker's comments by tweeting last night, "Although I am part of a tag team while I wrestle, I am my own person with my own thoughts and beliefs. It pains me to see what's going on in the world. I fought for the freedom of our country and all of the people who live here. Shouldn't matter your race or however you identify. We are all human beings and all deserve to be equal. Hashtag justice for George Floyd." He continued today because some people pointed out, yeah, you've been retweeting and liking some of that crazy MAGA conspiracy theory stuff. Like, I think he liked or retweeted the Obamagate tweet from Trump. And so he continued today. "Regardless of my political views, I am not blind to the injustices that continue in this world. I've chosen to stay silent because I don't know how to put into words the heartbreak I feel watching what is going on across our country. This is not what I fought for or what I believe America is. What I've liked and retweeted depicts otherwise. I wanted to take this time to express my feelings, as silence is not helping the situation. I understand that I will never, ever understand. However, I stand. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." So, A, if it's a learning moment for somebody, good.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see where Jackson Riker stands in the locker room, though.
I know. That's going to be interesting if anybody pulls him aside and has a conversation with him.
Speaking of somebody that seems to have been pulled aside from the WWE, Rob, like here you have Ron Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski. Last night on Raw, dropped the 24/7 title to R-Truth. Larson, it seems like that's going to be the last time we see Rob Gronkowski in WWE.
It seems like Ron Gronkowski is on his way out.
Bye, Ron.
Wrestling Inc. is reporting that, according to a source familiar with the situation, Gronkowski had a release clause in his contract that he exercised since he is returning to the NFL to play with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this upcoming season. Wrestling Inc. also notes that Gronkowski could likely make some appearances for the company, but he will not be wrestling for them in the near future, which would seem to indicate that any match he may have been planning on having, or WWE was planning on having him in at SummerSlam, is off.
I am not disappointed in this, to be honest with you.
No, nor am I. Meanwhile, Fightful Select, so go subscribe to Fightful Select.
They're great.
Amazing work. Is reporting that Gronk had go-away heat.
Ooh, he had some Xbox heat?
In WWE, especially after he didn't want to do that leap off the perch at Mania, Vince had to show him how to do it.
And apparently that like led to a 2-hour delay in the tapings, which is weird.
I know. So Fightful Select has some additional quotes and details. Go subscribe to get all that. It seemed like a thing where Gronk was just doing it because, hey, it seems like fun to be a pro wrestler. He gets in a situation where he has to actually do pro wrestling stuff. He's like, I mean, this isn't so fun after all.
Yeah. I wonder if the response, like, look, his entrance was really fit for fans. You know, it's like, it was goofy. It was awkward. It was kind of cringy. It was just multiplied so much by the empty arena aspect of things.
You got that right.
So I don't know, something full on with him and Mojo might have worked. I think the guy does have charisma, but you know, there's also the complication of now that he's going back to football. you know, he can't be dividing his time. When you're in the NFL, he
can't run the risk of being in the ring and getting hurt and jeopardizing his NFL contract.
No, you got to be careful with that stuff.
Yep.
So probably best that that he's not going to be around.
That Ron Gronkowski doesn't continue on WWE.
No more Ron Gronkowski.
Goodbye, Ron.
Sadly, we've gotten some news about somebody else who might not be around. But maybe he will be. I don't know. We'll find out. Kurt Angle apparently will not be Matt Riddle's manager, though. Of course, this past week on SmackDown, Kurt Angle introduced Matt Riddle as a member of the SmackDown roster. A lot of people instantly wondered, including myself, is he going to be Matt Riddle's manager? Because that could be a great pair right there. During an interview with CBR.com, which I believe is comicbookresources.com.
Oh.
That used to be my favorite website back in the day.
Oh, really?
Angle put all that talk to rest, and he said this. Now they're like a big pop culture type website.
Gotcha.
He said, I think that Matt Riddle is going to be one of the faces of the WWE. He has all the ability. His personality is great. At first, it's a little odd, but once you get to know him, he's very likable. And that's what he's going to get from the fans. They're going to love this kid. And he proves it in the ring. He's phenomenal in the ring. There's no doubt about that. But his whole bro gimmick thing works really well, and he's going to do extremely well. WWE has offered me a job to manage him. Unfortunately, I turned it down due to a few different reasons, but I would have loved to have managed him. It just wasn't the right time. So that could have been a lot of fun if they did it right. I kind of feel like Matt Riddle doesn't need a manager, and I kind of feel like he might have been held back a little bit by Kurt Angle. If they did it right, it could have been good, but there's no guarantee that would have been the case.
Exactly. I mean, we've seen Kurt Angle's comedic chops and that stuff he did with Stone Cold and Vince. Dude can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Riddle can be funny. But at the same time, Matt Riddle's got a way of, outside of the ring, being laid back, being fun, being funny. But once he steps through those ropes, he's all business.
One thing a manager does really, a good manager does, is they bridge the gap between a wrestler and the fans.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle does not need that.
No, he doesn't.
He acts like a fan of wrestling.
Exactly. Remember we saw him at that PWG show? It was himself, Jeff Cobb against Michael Elgin and Brian Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever Elgin and Cage would do some impressive feat of strength, he wasn't concerned about the well-being of Jeff Cobb, his teammate. He was marking out like the fans were.
Yeah. He has got, if they give him the freedom, his connection with fans, he's a manager would simply get in the way of that. It really would.
So. I think so too.
I mean, if Kurt Angle was still like the general manager, or if he was the general manager of SmackDown, rather, his interaction with Matt Riddle could be a lot of fun. As mm-hmm. a manager, I just think that it's too much. Matt Riddle, he shouldn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for the news brief today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with another news brief and, of course, our AEW review tomorrow night.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.